Kum Len and Ablat Gemara. We are up to Dav Samach Beis Amar Aleph, the very first word. Can't miss it. Tanya, we learned in a Braise, Amar Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said that we're talking about a behavior. You have to behave respectfully when you're in the sight of the Beis HaMikdash or in line of the Beis HaMikdash. And which direction you should be facing when you are in the bathroom. Amar Rabbi Akiva. The Pamachas, we said, depends which part of Eretz Yisrael you're from, or according to others, you never should do east and west because the Shechina is there. Amar Rabbi Akiva, Pamachas, once Nechnasti, Ach Rabbi Yisrael Beskisei, followed Rabbi Yehoshua to the bathroom. V'limadati mimenu gimel dvarim, I learned from him three things. So he mentioned his Rebbe, Rabbi Yehoshua was his Rebbe by name, didn't say Moiri v'Rabbi, just mentioned my name. So maybe Rabbi Akiva, if he's not around, you can say just his name even, by the preface, Rebbe. The Madati I learned, a nifti mizichamai. Number one is you don't sit between east and west, because either you're facing the Beis HaMikdash or because of Shechina. Ella, south and the north and south. Number one. Number two, the Madati, she ain't Ephraim Umid, El Meyushev. You shouldn't in any way go and defecate when you are standing. You should be sitting. And the third thing, the Madati, she ain't Mekanchim be Minim Asmel. You do not wipe yourself with your right hand but your left hand. We'll soon see why. Omle Menaze Adkan Ha'asta Panech Rabach. Sorry? Very good, that's one of the reasons. So Ben Azai, who was his son-in-law, said to Rabbi Akiva, Ad kan he asta panecha, Rabbi, you have such chutzpah by your Rebbe? Now, he didn't even call Rabbi Akiva by his name. And Rabbi Akiva was superior to Ben Azai, was his Rebbe and everything else, which unfortunately wonder why he didn't show any respect. Another, because he was a son-in-law, maybe he happened, so he had a different kind of relationship. Omale, toidihi, there's a famous saying, it's an expression, toidihi, v'luban etzorech, I have nothing to spoil from anybody, it's toidah, I got to learn the halachas. And the Mer gives another example. Tanya Lulim Ben Azia, Ben Azia says, Pamach Nechnasi Ach Rabbi Akiva. I won't follow Rabbi Akiva, Lebeis Akisi. But the Madati, Men Regim was relevant. And once he told me that you're allowed to go and follow your Rebbe Teiri, I decided to follow my Rebbe Akiva. And I learned from him three things, Shein Nifni Mizamai. The same thing, you don't go, even though he told me about it, I wanted to see for myself. Shein Nifni Mizamai, different behavior. Elot Sof and Darim. But the Madati, I learned, Shein Nifroi Mumi, no understanding, Elam Yushev. Here he reprimanded Rabbi Akiva for doing it, and then he himself did the same thing, because obviously once Rabbi Akiva told him, he went inside to look for himself and he wanted to see it, because when you see a maisa, it's much more penetrating than if you just hear a shmua. Amaloy Rabbi Yehuda said to Ben Azai, Ad kan he asta panecha barabach, this is the chutzpah you have by your Rebbe. So Rabbi Akiva was clearly the Rebbe Ben Azai. Amaloy answered, Toidi Lim Ansarich, I learned from the best. Rabbi Akiva told me, Toidi Lim Ansarich. Rabkana once went gonna to say puriyu the Rav. He once went hiding in the bedroom of Rav, his teacher, under the bed. Shammai heard the soch that he was talking with his wife, the soch, and ended up fooling around. But also tracha, then they had relations. Amalei, so he screamed out, he couldn't contain himself. He said, "Domid pumi da Abba," looks like the mouth of Abba, which is either Rav's name or a term of dirman. Kidalei sariv tafshila, as if he never, you know, burnt his food. No, he never had, like, this is the first time. He's so excited. Amalei kahana puk, get out from underneath my bed. This is you puk, get out. Lav oidichara sepasnished. Amalei teirihi vulei sarich. I got to learn the laws. There's no rules. Okay, now the Gemara says you shouldn't wipe yourself with the right hand. Why not? You have it? Why shouldn't you wipe yourself with the right hand? Oh, yeah. Where my thumb is. Why don't you wipe yourself with the right hand? Elvis Mo, why do you wipe yourself with the left hand of the right hand? Omar Rava says Rava. Okay, we're on Samach Beis Amar Aleph, about six lines in the wide lines. We're learning that one of the things that you do when you go to the bathroom, yesterday we learned which direction you should face, but one of the things is you should never wipe yourself with the right hand, only the left hand. Why? Why only with the right hand, not only the left hand? We have a few reasons. Amar Rava, you know why? What, to wipe?
Very dainty subject.
Okay, so leave it at that. Excuse me. The reason is simply, the Torah was given the right hand, so it's very distinguished. Now it says, so therefore, you have to leave in the right hand. It's next to your mouth. So therefore, you might touch things and food and everything else, so you have to keep your hand clean. It's the one that you keep close to your mouth. Rav Shimon Lakish says, "Mipnei koisha b'tefillin, because it's the hand you tie to, even though the left hand you wear the tefillin, but it just sits there. The right hand is the one who's active doing the mitzvah. That's right. And Anach Yitzchak Mipnei Shemare b'tame teira. You show the tamim of the teira. What does that mean? So interesting Rashi here. Tame teira. The Rashi is three lines at the top, or four lines at the top. Neginos, the trap. Tame mikra shel teira nivyeksum, the trap. Bein minikut shebesefer." Whether we're talking about, they used to sometimes put nekudas in the sefer, so that's you used to have in the sefer, which means the sefer is not kosher reading. Bein bahag bars koil, used to use a hand to raise the voice of a tziltzel ni'imas anagina shal pashta v'darga. Tell people, you know, you go with your hand like this. You ever see by your potato, they go with a hand like this and move like this. The darga v'shofer, shofer I guess is a geisha,
Shofar is
it's the one that goes back and forth.
Is it? Okay. The Sephardic one. I call it Shofar. Shofar Mahupach.
Yeah, Mahapach. Meilich Yodel if it's Tam Managina. You move your hand according to Nagina. Reisi Bekaidim Haboy Metzorah. Notice that the people come from Metzorah. It's an Israeli thing to do. Now, you know that it says that we had a piece of Taimim comes from Moshe Messinai. The trap is Moshe Messinai. Machlekis Mirashainim and Achrainim, whether. The names of the trup are also Moshe Messinai, or just how to sing it, and the names of the trup and anything else, was added later on. But if it's Halacha Moshe Messinai, and we don't argue Halacha Moshe Messinai, or Halacha Messinai doesn't vary, so the Chassam Sefer was asked, so how come on Purim we read the Megillah one way, on Rosh Hashanah we read the Torah another way, during the year another way? If it's Halacha Moshe Messinai, then there's only one Halacha Moshe Messinai. You should read the Torah and everyone should read the same. Why do you have the Germans read it one way and Ashkenaz read another way? And so on. So he writes in Chayvavav, he writes in Shuba that it's all the same. All the trup are exactly the same. It's only the sound of the voice. Like in Purim, where we have one tone, but the trup, Amapa, Pasha, Pasha goes up and Ravi goes down. Everything's always the same. It's just that every Yom Tov we make a little inflection. The inflection is a little bit different. And therefore, it's not considered we're changing around Vehis Allah Majesty. The machlekes is if a teacher in Gemara Nedarim we had, if a teacher is allowed to get paid for teaching trup, because you're not allowed to get paid for teaching Torah Shabbat, where does trup fit in? And there's machlekes there. Anyway, if we'll leave it in Nedarim.
Mitzvah teachers who specialize in that.
That's a discipline of the child. The kids are young, he gets paid for being a babysitter.
He's paying for not being able to
do his work with kids. What with that? So, anyway, the nafkamim, these reasons are, what about a guy who's a lefty? Should he use his left hand, or should he use his right hand, or still his left hand? Depends which of these reasons we talk about. Okay, let's go back to the Gemara. Prima Godim. Talking about Vayit, Ketarai, actually, Samachai, Tanai, Rab Loza, Raim, Ebnei Shah Eichel, Boi, he eats, Rabbi Shoh, Ebnei Shah Kois, Boi, he writes with it. Ebnei Shah, Mari, Botah, Mit, Toilet, because you show with your finger that they're different trap. Anybody who is discreet and modest in the bathroom, he will be rescued and saved from three terrible threats. From the scorpions, from the shadim. Also that his dreams, that since the mazikin now, asket is scared of him because he's so modest, they won't bother him at night either. If you behave well in the bathroom, they won't bother you at night. Two people walked in there, by them is somebody mazik, even two people got damaged. Normally we live before two people, all you get is you get scared, but you don't get damaged, get hurt. But if it's infested with mazik, we do, and this is infested. Yet Rab Ami and Rab Asi have an eyli bay. They used to go to that very toilet. Chad v'chad l'chudi. When one each on its own, but let me see, nothing happened. On Rabbanu le Mr. Fito, aren't you scared? Kabbalah Gamrina, and we have a tradition, Kabbalah the Beis Hakisit, so that the way you behave in the bathroom is what? Be discreet, be modest. Vishtikusa Kabbalah Vishtikusa. And Kabbalah, and that's quiet. With Kabbalah, you know, you have to be quiet in the bathroom and be very modest. And Kabbalah, the Yisur, we know what the tradition is. How should one react to Yisurim, to, let's say, people who never have pain from the Eibishter? The Tzad is, Shtikusa, be quiet, don't complain against the Eibishter, Umibayi Rachman, just daven to the Eibishter that things should improve. Abaye was often, right, and he was raised by his teacher, Rabbi Bar Nachmani. Abaye's real name was Nachmani, but that's why, because his teacher was Rabbi Bar Nachmani, so they gave him like a nickname, Abaye, or something from a pasuk. Is Merabile Ime, so he had a woman there, like a foster, it wasn't a foster mother, it was someone who took her under the care, a nanny, yeah. Amra the male behind the kisa. I'm Imra. She gave him a sheep to take with him into the bathroom, keep him company. Well, Rav Yehuda got you. So why don't you give her a goat? So see, Bisir Mechlev. Why do you give him a goat? Because the demon of the Beis HaKisa looks like a goat, and therefore they're not going. And it says see, Edim Yirakasham. So therefore, it's not going to be scared of a goat. You have to have a sheep. Right, Rava Mikame the Habeleish. Remember, Rava became a Rosh Hashiva after Abaye passed away. That was Abaye had his dreams. Rava before he became a Rosh Hashiva, and he was married away to the daughter of Chizda, Mikakashale Basta of Chizda. Rav Chizda used to, the wife of Chizda, when he used to go to the bathroom alone, she used to make noise. I'm a Guzza Bilkana, she used to put it in a nut inside of a copper basin, a cup, and shake it around. But after he became a Rosh Hashiva, Abdullah Kim, she made a window, Manchal Yodaleish, she put her hand on his head, so that he should always feel his company there. Amarula was very frightened. Amarula, Mazikin those days. Amarula says, if you're behind the fence, nifta miyad, you can go to the bathroom straight away. Or with Bika, if you're in an open field, kozman shemis atish ve'en chabed shmei. You're distant, you're far enough that people can't hear you. Doesn't matter if they see you, but they can't hear you. Isi bar nosen mas nahochi, sounds good enough. Achoyde aged the kozman shemis atish ve'en chabed shmei, behind the fence, as long as they can't hear you. Or with Bika, an open area, kozman shemis atish ve'en, they can't see you. We're talking about defecating. Mesel has a question. It says, Yoitzin, the Pesach Beis Abad, talks about Taharis. They used to watch the Taharis, make sure Namar doesn't come in and make a tummy. What happened? You have to go to the bathroom. The guys have to go to the bathroom. Is Yoitzin, the Pesach Beis Abad, walk outside of the Ala Press. The Niftin La Chayde Aged, go right behind the wall. So they were close enough so they don't see nobody coming in. Behain Tahayden. So we see that, according to you, you should be far away that you can't hear, and here's it's right next door. So the answer to Taharis is a kill. We're not talking about 2 hours. You're alone. Two is no problem, you're ultimate. Betada Zekilu, but they were lenient because we want to make sure there's no Amaratsan that come in, so we were lenient in the laws of modesty. How far should the distance? And they should be talking, they should hear you, it should be, let's say, you have to get an open field, you should go, that they shouldn't see you, that they should be able to see you, as long as you can still see people coming in. So we see that even though people can see you, it's all right. Again, not he cannot see you from a distance, he sees a figure. It means he cannot see basically the exposure. But the person himself, he can see it. In other words, you don't have to be out of sight completely. You can see from a distance as long as we can't see the details. So that's why over here is no problem with the Taurus, because if you can see from a distance, a person coming, he can scream and yell, get away. It's Taurus there. Who's south? No, this is very interesting about here. Because a eulogizer, the Noch is Kamed Ranachman, and Omar, he said the following about a person who just departed. This guy was so modest in his ways. Omar Nachman, at Eilid Bahedi Lebezekis, you follow him in the toilet, because the toilet is where the sneeze counts most. The adat, and it's new Eloi. And what's wrong with that? So he was exaggerating. He's supposed to exaggerate.
But
Akiva
did that.
True, he asked him. It says a Saftan is supposed to exaggerate a little bit. So the Tani said to him, "Ain't koydin tsnu." No, but he would sneeze when he walked down the street, but he never followed him to the bathroom. So therefore, he took license and said, "I can call him really sneeze." And Nachman said, "No, this is a vital piece in the puzzle. It's not just a detail." We learned before you do. If you're doing it to the shame toilet, to the halachas. And koyin tsnuwa elamishu tsnuwa, basically saying on the toilet, it's not a detail. The real sneeze is when you're on your own, how do you behave? In other words, what's a kunz when you're in public? Maybe you're not doing it because of sneeze, you're doing it because you don't want people to talk about you. But when you're on your own in the bathroom, how do you behave? That's the real sneeze. Exactly. Rav Nachman, my Nafkalimini, what's he here? Shutani, we learned, very interesting. Kishem shenifroyim min amesim, just like we punish a mace. If somebody, there's a machlis halalim shop, but most of them do it this way. If somebody says very nice things about you at the eulogy, they turn to the mace and say, they expected you to be a Talmud Chacham. How come you weren't? They said you were a very generous person. How come you weren't? And they're going to punish him, besides all the other Vedas, for what people's expectations from you were, and you didn't live up to it. And that's these are your peers. So too, the person who said the eulogy in the first place get punished as well for overly exaggerating. Others say that the mason don't get punished because the safdan. Why is the mason's fault? But they say that it means just like the mason get punished for their avedas, the safdan don't get punished for this, for eulogizing and totally exaggerating. And then the community corresponds, yeah, and it's not true. Everyone knows it's not true. Then they also get punished.
Mm. And they hold the nifter to account based on the hesped they give him.
That's true.
Well, that's why there's a chassidish minhag not to make hespedim.
That's exactly why. Rebbe said, you know, don't make hespedim. We had the gemara over the different gemara. Some people said, don't make me hespedim. We don't make hespedim for this very reason. One of these very reasons. Also, if you don't make a hesped, then you go straight. That itself is going to be a punishment, so you go straight to Gan Eden. It's an extra schus because you know you should have made a hesped. We had the gemara in the question of the hesped is to benefit the living or for the person who passed away. Tell me what we learned. Eza Tnua, who's considered modest, and if never Lila, that at night when nobody can see, he treats himself the same modesty, just like he would have done during the day. In other words, true test of modesty is when you're on your own. You should always go when it's dark in the morning at night, so you don't have to follow all the rules. You don't have to go so far away, because nobody can see you anyway. So Rabbi, meal a day, he used to only travel one meal, but he traveled a meal. A full meal. But I'm going to the middle of the street. Nobody around. So we see that people behave differently at night than during the day. He said, look who's behind over the building. The building in the mafne. I have to go to the bathroom. So we see at night you're different than day. So he said, tame a bimakum. Doesn't mean the same place. You don't have to travel. It's the same way. It has to be modest. At night, if nobody's around, then you can be modest. You don't have to go all to the extremes. You're just as modest anyway, because nobody can see you. The idea is nobody should see you. In the same place. We mean if you by day also you can go. If you go in a corner, nobody can see you. It's good enough. Their view is obstructed by this wall. Same thing by night. You should be modest by day and by night, in the early morning or night, so you don't have to go too far away. You go to the bathroom first thing in the morning. You go to the bathroom before you go to sleep. That's an order. You don't have to go too far away. First, so Rashi has two pshatim in there. He likes better the first one. First, then they sometimes put a little pebble inside to open up their bowels. First do before you sit down, and don't sit down and then do it, and don't do it after where you sit down. And the other pshat is don't sit down. First, clean the seat before you sit down. Not after you sit down, start cleaning your seat because you've been sullied. And the reason why you should do it while you're standing is because if you sit down and you start using this little pebble to open up your bowels, then even if in Spain, we have an expression always Spain, because one of the first places you even traveled to was in Spain. That even in Spain, they can make kishiv and you become vulnerable. If he forgot and he sat down, what you do? Kikoi, when he stands up, loy li, he says, not me, some kind of a chant. You cannot overcome me. Loy tochim, loy tachtim, these are names of different kishiv that they used to use. Loy hani, loy mahani, these are all different chants. Loy choshe, the choshe, loy choshe, the choshe. And whether there's a male, whether there's a female mechashiv, you can't touch me. You should sit down and whatever, and then you see it. Don't sit down on the ground or close to the ground. Because it'll do the commotion. You sit down, you see it. Don't sit on the beam. Because then you might fall off. Sleeping right before dawn is like metal to iron, which gives us strength. The best time to go to sleep is right before dawn. You see a bamud shachar, and if you go to the bathroom, the first thing when you wake in the morning is kaastam or the parazol. It's also like metal to iron, and again, it's very healthy. Bar kapora hayemazbin mili bedini. He was a very intelligent man. He used to sell avart for money. He had nice expressions. It was all money. Maybe it's not really literal, but maybe it's because the Gemara said mila besella, that every word is worth a seller. So he was trying to say that his words were worth a seller, not the other pashtika, you know, shtuka b'tray. Add the kofna, number one. Add the kofna, eat while you're still hungry. Because if you let your hunger pass and then you eat, it won't achieve the same thing. Add the tzokhishasi, drink while you're still thirsty. Add the rascha kedercha, while your pot is boiling hot, shvaych, pour it out. In other words, go to the bathroom when you have to. Because if you pass this, you hold yourself in, you don't go, then maybe it'll be very difficult to go out the next time. Then he says, karna karye bereimi, if they start blowing the horns in Rome. If they start blowing the horns in Rome, which is a sign that they want to sell figs and move to some other place. is Bar's Maz Matena, somebody, your son, of one who sells figs, better to Kaprain to end up Zovin. Sell right now, because once they leave, that's it, all the buyers are gone. No, this is literally on Thursday, 11 o'clock. That's when, let's say, they people sell the figs, and then 12 o'clock, all the buyers leave because they know they come every Thursday, 11 o'clock. If you hear that horn, which is a sign that they're coming to buy the figs, even if your father's out of town, don't have to ask permission. Take, if your father is a merchant, a fig merchant, take the stuff and sell it without even permission, because otherwise, you can lose your opportunity till whenever next time is. When you go in the streets of Mechuzah, when you go in the streets of Mechuzah to go out, don't look like going out to different parts. Don't look on the right or the left. Maybe a woman is sitting there and doing their thing. To look. Rav Safra, all the basic, he said, Rav Safra went to the bathroom. Also, Rav Abba went. Nochle Abba, he also wanted to go, but he waited on the door. Rav Safra screamed out, Leyama, come in. Bossed the nothing, and Ababa didn't answer. After Rav Safra came out, we didn't even bring the goat in, and you already behave like the goat. No, you hate like the Romans over here to be indiscreet. We have a rule, you don't talk in the bathroom. We learned Medura Hashem in the base of Midrash, they had a big fire, a bonfire. Base Kisi shall covered, and there was a bathroom of covered. Vazelia covered, and this is the covered. Motzi Nola, the door was closed, but you do Hashem Shemadim. They knew somebody was there, they wouldn't walk in. Motzi, the door was wide open, then you do Hashem Shemadim was there. Alma, why can't you just yell out? Lav Eidecharu, it's not Kamis Pasnish to talk while you're in the bathroom and say, come in or not come in. So what was Rav Safra thinking? Well, who saw Rav Masukunu? He thought that if you come to the bathroom, maybe you're in danger. The Tanya we learned right before, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel says, Amud HaChoyze, if you hold yourself back in, let's say you defecate, and you then hold, in middle, you stop, maybe it's Adon Dehadreikin, bring some kind of a sickness called Hadreikin. Abasilun HaChoyze, in the middle, urinating, and then you stop in middle, and you hold it back, maybe Adon Dehadreikin brings you to jaundice. It's not healthy. So I thought it's a sakana. So that's why I said, come in. Rabbi Lazar, all the basic kisei, when the basic kisei, also who parso, some say it's a Roman, came along with Padron Dochke and pushed him aside. Come on, Rabbi Lazar, fight back. He stood up, but not walked out. Meantime, also Darko, and he came along a snake, Shamte the Kakoshi, and he ate up the bowels of this goy. Kodiyah Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Lazar said the pasig, he invoked the following pasig, where it says, the etin adam tachtecha, I will put another person in your place. I'll take the adam, ella adam, or edam. Somebody from Edom, which is Rome. Then in the Kapasi it says, David Melech had a chance to kill Shaul HaMelech, but he decided not to kill him. Really, you were supposed to be killed because you're trying to kill me. And I said, I won't kill you today. So what do you mean? Va'amah said like he said. Va'amarti, should I said? And he had compassion. I could have killed you, and I said I didn't kill you. Really, you deserve to be killed because you're a raidev. You're trying to kill me. I'm going to kill you. Kill him first. The fact that you were modest, that is what protected you. So the third person is the law says that you were modest, and I protect you. It says in the Sfarim that the Yaakov Emden writes actually that that the schus of the modesty of Rachel, she had Shaul, and schus of modesty of Shaul, he had Esther. And therefore, David didn't kill Shaul, because if he killed Shaul, he would have been an Esther to save the Eden and put him. And that's why he did it. The question is, why Taka didn't kill him? If you have to, according to some, you have to kill him, not that you're allowed to kill him. So he said, because Shaul HaMelech thought that Alpidin is allowed to kill David HaMelech. He thought that David HaMelech was betraying him, and he's a Meir Malchus. So therefore, he thought you're allowed to kill him, even though it's his own son-in-law. And so therefore, he's not a Raidif. Aim Mutta is not really a Raidif. That's why. Anyway, the Chesiva says, where do you see that Shaul HaMelech was so discreet? The Chesiva, that he's such a big, such a tznua. The Chesiva says, Pasik, Yovel Gidah Zatzoyin, he came over there to the flock of sheep, Allah Derech on the road, Visham Ma'or, and there was a cave there, Yovel, Shaul went, Lahasich, as Raglov, he went to the urinary, but he's with Lahasich. Tano, Gedel, Lefima, Gedel, he went from one area into another. First he went into a cave, and then he went to another cave, and the Redeemer says, once he's in a cave, you're gone, you're out of sight. No, he looked for another cave, and that's not enough. And then Lahasich, or Lazim, Lamash, he covered himself as well. So therefore, how sneezy he was. I said before, ain't snow elder basically say. So what did David do? David went ahead and he cut off a piece of the garment. Could have killed him, and he cut off a piece of the garment to show later he can kill him. Ashal Shol, that there was a Shol Balot. Since he insulted, he treated without respect the clothes. So later on in life, he was cold and he needed clothing and didn't help him. So David Melech said, "Im Hashem es his chabi, if the Eibishter induce you to try to kill me, ki yareach mincha, if you will smell the mincha." And so on and so forth. He used the expression by the Abish that he induced you, he seduced you to go ahead and kill me. A mesis is a very pejorative word. You call me a mesis? I will make sure that you do an aveda. Even every kid knows that you're not allowed to. The Chassid says, you're not allowed to count Yidin, you have to get money from them. You're not allowed to count. And what did David Mel do? He counted the Yidin. And therefore, he got punished. Now, what was David Mel thinking? Rav Mel thought that the Issa is only either then and not today, or he was thinking the Issa is only Klal Yisrael, but count a number of people allowed to. And he was wrong. It says the Pasik, by Yos says, as David Behem Leimel, and he convinced him, Leimel Leich Menei Yisrael. So the Issa, the Satan, convinced David to go ahead and count the Eden, and then it caused a terrible plague, Magefa. And what he did was he counted them, but he didn't take money from them counting the coins, he counted the people. The Chivit says, Eibishter put a plague, 70,000 people died. Yeah, is that fair? David said the wrong thing about the Eibishter, he got angry, and how he punished David? He killed 70,000 people. Like the guy over there will have, you know, every time, you know, he said, two wagon drivers, and he says, you know, who's the bigger anti-Semite? So each one, you know, whatever, they had a big fight. So each one went and punched the passenger of the other guy to hurt the Balagola. So the same thing, famous story, whatever it is. So the same thing over here. It's very odd that to punish David HaMelech, he killed 70,000 Eden. How do you explain that? Anyway. How long did the plague last for? From when you shechted the tumah to you spray it, that short time. Rabbi Yechonam says, "Mam, until noon. That's when how long it was." Because it says, "Abayke v'ad eis moed." Which time? The time of noon. That's how long it was, and how people died. And he said to the malach that was destroying the people, Abisha changed his mind. He had misgiving. He turned around to the malach and he said, "Stop. Stop." So the Gemara says, "Rav Omer, Rav Elazar, Amalek, Kosh Baruch Lamalach, Tuli Rav Shebehem." He says that it says Ba'om Rav. He says Vayil Malach Hamashkid Ba'om Rav, the one who destroyed so many people. What's the word Rav? Strange word.
It's so funny.
Called says, "Well, Chatzil, that was the plan. Obviously, it sounds like it. Right by the Akeda, that was the plan in the first place." Omer, Rav Elazar, Amalek, Kosh Baruch Lamalach, Tuli Rav Shebehem. If you get me the Rav, the one of the greatest tzaddikim in that time, so therefore it's a kapara for everybody else. Sheyesh boili pora mehem kamal chayvus boisish at that time mes Avishai ben Tzruah. So Yoav ben Tzruah's brother Avishai, who's a big tzaddik, passed away. Sheshakul kerubish Sanhedrin. He was equal to the majority of Sanhedrin. So why did you do that in the first place before you killed the 70,000 Eden? Obviously, it was all part of the plan. Then it's in the pasuk. The Abish sent the Malach to destroy Yerushalayim, and he changed his mind. And then it says in the Pasuk of Hashche, so when he destroyed, Ro Hashem Sova Yinochem, and he had Charota. Myro, what did he see? What did he see that suddenly he decided, you know what, I'm going to forgive the Eden? Omer Avro Yaakov Inu, so Yaakov Inu, it says, Vayim Yaakov Kasherom, and Yaakov said when he saw the Malachim that you were supposed to escort him, so he remembered the Schus of Yaakov. Shmuel Omer Efor Yitzchak, Ro, he saw the Schus of Yitzchak, when he saw the ashes of Yitzchak from the calf. That was Shechlin in his place, and it says, Lekim Yiro Laaseh. And Rabbi Yitzchak, Lachom, Kesef Kippurim, Ro, he saw the money of the forgiveness, and it says, Lekachtas Kesef HaKippurim, Eid Bnei Yisrael. You should take the Kesef HaKippurim from the Eden. So this is the money that all the Eden gave, which was, in other words, David was nichshol in counting the Eden. The Eden many years earlier gave tzedakah, and that tzedakah that they gave then, Kesef Kippurim, is atonement for this. It was atonement for what happened later with David and Melech. So they're connected. Interesting, here when it comes to the Akedah, it doesn't say he remembers Avram Avinu. Usually the Akedah we always talk about, we remember Avram. Here we say remember Yitzchak. Role for the Akedah. So in other words, as if the eagle has more to do with Yitzchak than Akedah, than Avram. That's why the Shaifer says, you know, it's Zechel Yitzchak, Ked Yitzchak. Rabbi Yechon HaBeis HaMikdash, he saw the Beis HaMikdash, he said, Baha Hashem Yiro, you remember the Schus of the Beis HaMikdash, which hasn't happened yet, but he anticipated it happening. all the other events happened. Because David HaMelech was going to help out, you know, he wanted to build a Beis HaMikdash, and Shlomo eventually will build it. And Shlomo couldn't open the doors, only the chus of David, so obviously he was instrumental in making it happen to his chus. So if they remember that, so he decided, you know what, I'll let everything stay the way it is. You shouldn't walk in with your stick to Rabbi. He's a pasnished. My kapandria, don't take a shortcut. What's a shortcut? What kind of word is kapandria? Omar Rav, kapandria gishma. It's the word exactly. Kapandria means a shortcut. Actually, other people say he says something else here. That's also his word. Omar, it's made up of a few words. Commander Omar Inish Adamakifna Adori. Kaf is makif, and Dalia is rose. Well, instead of going around the rose, Eil Baha, go right through it. That was using the shore as a shortcut. And you shouldn't do that. Omar Avnachon Rabu, Anichlin the base, Knesset Amnash Lelasoi Kepandia, Mutu Lelasoi Kepandia, that if you go in the shul to Davin the Moshul, then you can walk out the other door. In fact, it says in other places that you should have to walk out the other door to, so you can see the entire shul. You walk through the entire shul. Babu Omar Imha Yeshvil Mi Kori Mutu, there used to be a road over here before, and then they built a shul on this passageway that used to be, you know, what do you call this? And it was like an easement there, the property everybody used to use as a walkway, and then you build the shul, and then you're allowed to use continue using the shul as a walkway. If you walk in the shul to daven, you're allowed to get punished. It says in the pasuk that the Am Ores came before Hashem b'mo'edam, and they came in through the north and walked out through the south. So clearly, they walked through the whole thing. Urekika and spitting mekal v'chaymer. You shouldn't spit mekal v'chaymer. What's the kal v'chaymer? If you spit on a temple mount today, is kiilu roikik b'babas ein, as if you're spitting in the pupil of Hashem's eye. Shneim it says v'hoya eini v'libi sham kol ayamim. I'm always there at the temple mount. What are the beis hamikdash upstanding or not? That's a mefei machlik. The Rambam and the Raivad, there's an isa chorus to walk on the temple mount today. Even the Raivad agrees it's an isa, but not an isa chorus. Oh my Rav says Rav, the kikka the beis haknesses shai. Even though we just said you're not allowed to spit in the beis hamikdash, but you're allowed to spit in the beis haknesses. Midi lahavi amanul, just like a shoe. Man manul b'hara bais also. You're not allowed to wear a shoe in the beis hamikdash, right? So you're told to take your shalom. You know, you're told to take your shoes off. The kohenim. But yet the beis haknesses muti, you're allowed to wear shoes in the shul. Afri kikka, so too spitting b'hara bais is also. That the temple mount is forbidden. Beis haknesses shai muti. Amar Rav Rav, Amar Rav Rav, Amar Rav Rav, Amar Rav Rav. Yal, if why are you comparing it to a shoe that you're allowed to manul, that you're allowed to wear in a shul? If you say you're allowed to spit, nail him mikapandia. Why don't you learn from taking a shortcut? Just like you now take a shortcut in the beis hamikdash, you now take a shortcut in the shul. Maybe spitting is like a shortcut. How do you know that spitting is like the law of shoes? Because there's a braisa that learns generally compare spitting to shoes. But at omnimikapanya, you want to learn from a the shortcut. What's the story? My time, you shouldn't walk into the base of mikdash with your stick, with your walking stick, over the shoe on your foot. And over the money that's wrapped up in your handkerchief. It's very prus to walk in with your money in your money belt, pundosa, punas money belt, as your handkerchief, behind you like a backpack. Nor should you, we're talking about in the base of mikdash, nor should you make a shortcut, urikika and spitting mekavuchemer. So we're learning spitting. We're learning spitting from the shortcut. So that's his question. Since we're learning spitting a shortcut by the base of Migdash, you're not allowed to spit in the base of Migdash. In a shul also, you should learn spitting from a shortcut. You're not allowed to take a shortcut in a shul as well. Right? So therefore, you shouldn't be able to spit. You decided we're going to compare spitting to wearing shoes. You're allowed to wear shoes in a shul. Who told you? Says Gemara. My manager, and what's a kavuchemer? Wearing a shoe is not in any way degrading or demeaning or insulting. Yet I'm going to tell you the shalom alecha. For some reason, we're not supposed to take a shoe off. You know, that a person and the karka should all be bottled together in one? Is it a kika? She dead bezayin. Spitting is pasha unedifying. Like koshkin, surely you should do it in the base of mikdash. That's the kabbalchemer. So we're learning spitting from shortcut. We need the kabbalchemer. It says Cain loved Yisrael Melo, but we saw that he was told that Mordechai was told not to. Look, a couple of things about Purim, that you're not allowed to walk and sit by the palace wearing a sack because it's pasnish. Although kabbalchemer, my sack ain't a mas. Wearing a sack is not so mias. Yet mostly bas v'dam, yet in front of a king for a palace is pasnish. Kach the kikah shimushu the mel machalok goshke and me and spinning, which is mias before machalok. We had a chagiga, the terrible thing you spit in front of your friend. Surely that was, you shouldn't spit in the base of English. This is what I meant to say. Neima hachal chumra hachal chumra. So why don't we learn the chumra in each place? But Emel, let us say harabayis the osam manning out of wear shoes is live for memano. In harabayis that you're not allowed to walk with shoes, so we learn spinning from shoes. Our basic that's what I'm you like wear shoes. Adiyalif memano leheted. Why are we learning for shoes? My question on the mission is why do we say we learn to compare the shoes and you're allowed to spit nailed the kapandi of a lesser? Let's learn from the shortcut. You're not allowed to. Elamor of Zerava ki beisa like your house. My beisa a kapandi a kopid in game around the kopid in shoes like your house. Even though shul's a mikdash mat, like a mikdash, but also has something similar to your house that you people live in a home away from home, and just like in your own house, do you mind if people wear shoes in your house? Unless you're living in Japan, you might wish to know. And people don't mind really spitting. In those days, they had dirt floors, so the spit was immediately covered over. So people don't like that you use your house as a shortcut. People can go right through your house to the shortcut. Of course, you don't like it. Oh, but a kick a man will shut is permitted. So therefore, you're allowed to spit in the house. So some people want to say that, whatever. So anyway, so spitting and shoes you're allowed to wear today because it's not in any way degrading. So I want to say that spitting and shul today is forbidden because in those days, spitting used to cover over with your sand. Today, it sits on the floor, and therefore it's missed for people.
Not people today, here especially in yeshiva, they spit
by Aleinu. Because why do we spit by Aleinu? Because in Aleinu it says Shehemesh Tachon Hevelarik, and the Taz writes in Shulchan Aruch and Simon Kuf Ayin Tes. He says over there that you say the name of Avodah Zorah, you're supposed to spit. Hevelarik is gematria of Yoshka of Yishai. And that's where he spit. And then others say, Loi Mashiach, in other Gisois, and that is the Gematria of Muhammad. And in fact, that's why it was taken out, they took it out, the censorship took it out, because they knew exactly what was going on here. So, in fact, lately, some people who are printing this Nusach Ashkenaz Sidurim put Shehemesh Tachal Hevelarik back in parentheses. Or Hashanah, they took out the parentheses and put it back there. But the Taz says, if you say it, you have to spit.
What is it?
He doesn't say it's Kemat Yishai. He says, name of Shema Avodah Zorah. The Hevel Arik means, you know, push the things. We're talking about Avodah Zorah. Who said